another restaurant gone. 651-641-1071. What was your favorite restaurant chain as a kid? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What restaurant has bitten the dust?
Well, okay, so the restaurant's not gone, but it did file bankruptcy. So it has become another victim to the coronavirus pandemic, like a lot of restaurants, because, well, people aren't able in many places to go to restaurants, and if they are, it's not the business these places used to have. And the business in question today, or that is the topic of this segment, the Sizzler, aka Sadzler. Poor Sizzler had to go bye-bye in the car. At least their restructuring business
their debt.
So who knows what the future will hold for the Sizzler, but they have hit hard times. And this just got me thinking really sad thoughts about Sizzler, because I have fond memories of the Sizzles.
I don't know if I've ever been to a Sizzler.
What? You've never been to a Sizzler?
The baked potatoes!
I've never been to a Sizzler.
Sizzler, Ponderosa.
I don't even know where we had a Sizzler.
We didn't. That's
I don't know
problem.
If you guys did, but we did when I was growing up. But actually, now the closest Sizzler, I think, is like Idaho. I like bebopped over to the map to see if I could find the closest Sizzler. Mm. And they had like hundreds and hundreds of restaurants back in the day. They hit, I think, their peak probably like early 90s. Anyway, I did spend a little time looking at the Sizzler, and while we're waiting for people to call, have people already called, Halls?
Oh, yeah, they're on the line.
Okay, good. So let's just get to some calls, because then I want to treat you to a little Sizzler memory.
Okay. I can't wait for your Sizzler memory. Who do we have on the phone, Halle?
Courtney.
Hello, Courtney. Courtney, what was your favorite chain restaurant as a kid?
I liked Ground Round until it became the kids pay what you weigh, and I was a fat little kid, so
Courtney,
that was embarrassing.
Courtney, how many times have I said this, Bradley, on this very show?
Yeah, I know, you've said the very same thing.
Like, I loved the Ground Round. I'm here for any place where you can throw your peanut shells on the floor. But when they had that big scale that was staring at you when you came in,
God,
and they were like,
that.
Pay what you weigh, it was like, oh, the shame. Courtney, thank you for your call.
Did they actually make kids do that?
Yes.
That's rude.
They had a gigantic scale. Now, it might not have been that big, but in my memory, it was huge, and it probably talked to you and said things like, put the fork down, fat kid, or something like that.
Didn't
but it was this gigantic scale. And as a kid, you'd get on the scale.
Bert
and
would
then,
go like, boy, 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 boy.
It was terrible.
Didn't they play silent movies at the Ground Round?
I don't know.
Or like Laurel and
Hardy.
I don't
recall.
I vaguely remember the Ground Round, and I think it's because they had the pirate's chest where you could pick a toy out, but we didn't. I don't remember the scale.
Maybe I'm having a fever dream. It could be happening.
All right, really? Who else is on the phone?
Let's go to Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Yes. I'm not sure if this is an East Coast thing or not, but I like...
Hi, Talk. Want to share your favorite chain restaurant?
Beefsteak Charlie's.
Say that again.
Holly left her microphone on, and she's in. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Nicole. Say it again.
Beefsteak Charlie's? I'm not even sure if you had them here.
I don't think we did.
No.
Cheesesteak Charlie's? That sounds like something we'd be excited about.
Yeah, it was kind of like an old-timey meat and seafood place, but they had a gigantic salad bar, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of, you know, that's very much Sizzler adjacent, because Sizzler, the big thing for Sizzler, and thank you for sharing the Sizzler, the fabulous thing about Sizzler is that you got the steak, you got your steak and seafood platter, and then you got to go up to the, you know,
the buffet.
The salad bar. But it was like a bougie salad bar. Like, it had fried chicken and JoJo potatoes and all that good stuff. Just like my favorite, Shakey's Pizza, which also had a buffet with the fried chicken and
Isn't
the JoJo potatoes.
Weird that I don't remember the buffet at Shakey's Pizza. Probably because we only ate the pizza at Shakey's Pizza. But there was something always special about it. In the 80s and the 90s, for some reason, a salad bar was like the Holy Grail.
Yeah. Mm. Ponderosa, Wendy's had a salad bar.
My favorite.
Burger Chef, not Happy Chef.
Ruby Tuesdays has the best salad bar. I mean, it's, incomparable. Molly?
Yeah, who else is on the phone, huh?
We have James.
Hi, James.
Hi.
What's your favorite franchise restaurant as a kid?
So I've heard you talk about Shakey's before, and you talk about the hats. And I believe they used to have those same hats or similar at Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
Yes.
And you would get a giant dish of ice cream on your birthday, like a giant bowl.
Yum. Mm. Where was this place?
It was off of, I remember the one being off of 35 in Bloomington.
Oh, all right. Colleen, do you remember that?
I do. Thank you for your call, by the way. I do. I don't remember. I don't think we ever went to Farrell's, but I remember. I know what he's talking about. Like, I have a memory of that hat, that Shakey's Pizza hat and the big bowls of ice cream. And I don't know if people told me about it or if it actually happened. Our big thing when I was young was the Lollapalooza at Bridgman's.
What's that?
So the Lollapalooza was a gigantic ice cream creation. And if you ate the whole thing, you got your name on the wall at the Bridgman's. At least at the Bridgman's on 66th and Lindale in Richfield. And I never knew anybody who actually was able to put that thing down. But I imagine it would make you incredibly ill.
Now, I do want to take a moment to honor the Sizzler.
Oh.
And I think it's a moment we should all take. Basically, yes. I want to play for you a little bit of the height of Sizzlerdom in America. And Holly, if you'd be so kind as to play that link, and it should be queued up and ready to go. And it's gonna take, you know, 30 to 45 seconds. I just want you to get a feeling for what is essentially at risk of going away for good. And it's a piece of our history that we need to honor and acknowledge.
Thank you. This is
the Sizzler. Thank you, Sizzler, for all the fond memories. Get a choice of directions.
Oh my gosh. You know, the saddest thing about this is that this is the restaurant America needs right now.
Right? It brings us all together.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I felt unity when I heard that.
Well, and what do we need right now? Although, can I just point out the obvious? In 2020, Sizzler is the last place we can go.
Oh, gosh, right?
No.
Because we have to touch, you know, the same big spoon to blop the mashed potatoes onto our plate.
Yeah, gotta touch those tongs.
So just remember that the thing that made us great.
Sizzler. For whatever comes next for you, Sizzler, we salute you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Kelly Clarkson premiered her talk show yesterday, and she said something that made me want to feel real nosy, and that's what we do on the Colleen and Bradley show. So we're going to get nosy when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1. Hey, how's it going over there?
You know, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. All right, good. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
We heard the news just like about a month ago, maybe, that Kelly Clarkson and her husband, Brandon Blackstock, would be divorcing.
Mm-hmm.
And we all were a little bit caught off guard, right?
Yeah, because it came out of the blue.
It did, because they were quarantining together on their ranch in, where was it?
Montana,
yes.
Remember, it was a one-room schoolhouse. Yeah, it was like super small.
And we were like, whoa, that's a lot of people in a small little space. But apparently, Kelly Clarkson told on her first episode of her show, her season opener, that she also was caught off guard. She said of her divorce, she said, 2020 has brought a lot of change also to my personal life. Definitely didn't see anything coming that came.
Mm-hmm.
She said on her program, what I'm dealing with is hard because, and I fully respect this, what I'm dealing with is hard because it involves more than just my heart. It involves a lot of little hearts. We have four kids and divorce is never easy. And we're both from divorced families. So we know the best thing here is to protect our children and their little hearts. But what she did say, she went on to say that she's usually very open about her personal life. But in this case, she probably won't go, quote, probably won't go too far into it because, you know, I'm a mama bear and my kids come first. Which, you know, the part of me that is respectful of people's privacy says, I get it, Kelly. I understand. the part of me that is a consumer of media and a gossip hound feels like there's I really want to know what's going on there.
Well, it's so obvious. We know, girl.
Okay, so remind me that we know.
Blinded by the honey.
Oh, you want to roll some of that beautiful bean footage?
Yes, please. Blinded
by. Oh, so here's a fresh blind item from this afternoon.
Ooh.
From NT Lawyer. Here we go. It first came out on September 12th, but it's confirmed. The singer-turned-talk show host wants to tell everything about her divorce, but is going to figure out a way to monetize it first. Just go back and read my reveals, and you don't have to wait. Who's that about?
Oh, that's about another blind item.
Yeah, but who's this blind item about?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Kelly.
You. Yay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kelly. That's about Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, so it's like she's waiting for the people exclusive.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
Yes. So what NT Lawyer is saying, well, don't wait for the people exclusive payday for Kelly Clarkson's story.
You can play the home game.
Yeah, you could play the home game and just go back and read these blind items like this one from March.
Blinded by the item.
I'll fill in the blank for you. So, Kelly Clarkson does everything she can to keep her marriage together. Her husband is a serial cheater and comes from a family of them. He has broken her heart several times over the years, but this latest one is going to doom the marriage.
That's just gross. And can I just also say that NT Lawyer, who is the person that we get our blind items from.
Yeah.
Thank you, NT Lawyer. He confirms that it is Kelly Clarkson and then notes that was on March 15th of 2020, 3 months to the day from the blind, she announced their divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, that's why if you guys are wondering, like, how do you guys always know these things? We know these things because we are told these things. And we are told these things by a person who, you know, doesn't always get everything right. And we don't rely on him for all of our celebrity gossip and innuendo. But he certainly has been more right than wrong, at least on the big stories of the day. I will bring your attention to Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, yeah. Bill Cosby.
Kevin Spacey.
Ellen.
I got the impression, and I listen, she's right in terms of how this affects her children. I do wish more celebrities would acknowledge that when they drag out like a particularly nasty divorce mm-hmm. into the public eye, to at least acknowledge that their children are going to be privy to all of this because it's now on the Google box. But at the same time, I got the impression, like, I felt like in her telling of it, it was like, I'm not going to say much, but there's definitely a story, which then piques people's curiosity.
Yeah, so like the...
How are you doing over there?
I'm good. So sometimes you need to like whip out the laminated card of how celebrity works. So you know things because the celebrity told you things.
Mm-hmm.
So people know things and then they go, oh, I'm not supposed to know that. That's her private information.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. not appropriate. I don't need to know that. That's up to her and between her and Jesus and her family. Okay, but how did you know that?
Right, the celebrity said it.
Yeah, like the celebrity made it available. Now, am I saying that requires or gives you license to their entire private lives? No. But what we often find in the world of the Colleen and Bradley show and going deep in the shallow is that celebrities, you know, if you're talking about it, chances are the celebrity wants you to be talking about it. Now, they may want you to talk about it a certain way, and the coverage may not always be exactly what they want. But you will find that if they bring up a subject or if they put a subject out there, it then gives them the opportunity to reinforce their own brand and to help create that celebrity around them. And that is the personality. And most people, for 99% of people who show up for a celebrity story, they'll see a story about, you know, Kelly Clarkson's divorce and be like, well, that's horrible. Because what they do is what we all would do. Not thinking too deep about it, right? Like, oh, if I had a friend and they were going through a divorce, I don't need to know all the scary details.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that you're doing okay, and I wish you all the best, and I hope your children are good and everybody's safe. Because that's the human thing to do, right?
Right.
But we have to go deep in the shallow. And mm-hmm. so you owe it to yourselves to at least ask the question, why are we talking about this in the first place? I always find it interesting when a celebrity says they're not going to talk about something. And then the story keeps coming up.
Well, and that's the thing that's in, that is a maneuver, a PR maneuver that the celebrities have become expert at, which is saying, okay, here's a prime example. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Talking about Kanye West.
Yeah.
She is the one and only, well, one of the two people who's keeping that narrative alive. And she is doing it by saying, that chapter is done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Every single time somebody puts a microphone in her face. And so you do get the impression that she very much wants to keep it alive by saying she's not keeping it alive, which is, to your point, exactly what seems to be happening here.
Yeah, and I just think about all the other celebrities, Chrissy Teigen, I mean, all the celebrities, right? Like, they
and the U.S. Americans.
And the U.S. Maps. Americans. And Maps.
Such as.
Celebrities want, if celebrities don't want you to talk about something, chances are you're never gonna know about it.
Exactly.
Right?
Precisely.
Or at least it's never going to be addressed directly by the celebrity, him
Which
or herself.
Which is actually their prerogative.
Yeah.
They don't have
Absolutely.
To say anything.
Totally.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots, after this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love. Nope, that's not what we're doing. Dumb people doing dumb things.
Oh my God. Hello.
It's the second time I did that.
Hello.
Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly. Over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
Like
sometimes
where?
Sometimes other places. And sometimes other places, like Utah. So here's what
Utah.
Happened. Utah. 43-year-old Caleb Gibson from Centerville, Utah, wanted to take a car on a test drive over the weekend. So he rolled up to the Oldsmobile dealership. I don't know if that's the dealership he went to, but that's the story I'm telling. And he was like, hey, I'd like
to... Do they still have Oldsmobiles?
No. Okay, so he didn't go to the Oldsmobile dealership. It was a Toyota dealership.
Okay.
And he was like, I want to test drive one of those Camrys. And they were like, cool. Okay. So they did that thing where you have that awkward, where you have to sit in the car with the salesperson and they're going to tell you about all the bells and whistles. And they're like, take a left here and then take a right over here. And look at this, you know, like watch it perform on this curve. And you're like, cool, cool, cool. Well, then what happened was the car salesman was like, all right, it's time to wrap it up. Let's go back to the dealership. And Caleb was like, nah. And he got on the freeway and he started going 100 miles
Whoa,
an hour.
Whoa, that is fast.
And he cranked the radio so that when the salesperson called the 911 dispatcher, they couldn't hear what the salesman was saying.
Oh my God.
Eventually, the Utah Highway Patrol spotted the car and they got Mr. Gibson to pull over. And then he had the nerve to try to blame the car salesman for his antics.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Turns out, though, they ran his license, and he has a long criminal history. And so he was arrested for kidnapping.
He's also got some long scraggles.
Can I be real honest?
I wouldn't let that man into a vehicle.
I would not get into a vehicle with that person.
No. That's like one of those things where, like, if you get into the car, you're not getting out of the car.
He has a grimace that looks scary. And if
and a nose that looks very, like, theatrical.
If he's doing that, if that's his mugshot, he's flaring his nostrils.
Yeah, it just looks like a bad dude yeah. on an episode of Hunter.
No, I'm not interested in going on a test drive with that guy.
Remington Steel. Mm-hmm. I would have gotten away with it, too. Would you, though? Because, I mean, what did you think you were doing? That's right? What I don't understand.
Like, what was? Here's what I'm always curious about with a thing like this. How did you think this was going to end?
Yeah, but see, that's why we're not behind the bars with this gentleman.
Yeah.
Because we do have those impulses. Everyone does. Like, I just want to go to a dealership and get in a car and drive real fast.
Do we have those impulses?
I mean, I don't know. I have weird ones. So.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying that doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me is that people actually act on them. Because that's not going to end well.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Nope.
Not going to.
Not gonna.
All right, next.
I want to take you to Oklahoma, where the wind goes sweeping across the plain. And I want to take you to Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And Enid, Oklahoma is the location for our next crazy stupid idiot. And it starts with a 28-year-old lady named Emily. And Emily was having a rough week last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emily.
Yeah.
I've had those. They're not fun.
She took coppers on a wild ride last week. Now, apparently, she was about to get pulled over when she decided to gun it and drove off, right? Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, she was going to be stopped for not wearing a seatbelt, but this just gets worse and worse, okay? So I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you that in this particular case, they finally pulled her over, Miss Emily Owings. Owings. Did I say Owens? Owings. And they pulled her over, and she was pulled over for not wearing her seatbelt. She also did not have a license on her or her insurance. All she had on her was her medical marijuana card.
Oh, well,
and there is audio, and I wish we could play it, but I'm just not convinced. She does use an expletive, so we can't play it.
Thank you.
But it's the excuse she gave officers as to why she did not pull over that will change your life forever, and that makes her a crazy, stupid idiot today.
What? Okay, the excuse for why she didn't pull over.
Yeah, so they finally pulled her over, 28-year-old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you stop? And she said, "Ah," and the "ah" is actual words.
Okay, I understand. So what the reason she couldn't stop is because she had one of those muscle twitches in her leg and she couldn't take her foot off of the gas.
Well, that is kind of not the case, but I like the words you chose there. So muscle spasm and but not gas. Of her,
oh, okay. Oh, oh. Oh, had she had an accident?
She
in the car,
thought
though?
She was gonna have an accident.
Oh,
so here's what happened next. And there's body camera footage. You can watch this all happen. The officer's like, "Dude, your license is suspended." And she's like, "Why?" And he goes, "I don't know." And she goes, "I didn't know that." Then he goes, "Now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County." And she lets it out verbally. She says, "But I have to poop so bad."
Oh, wow.
And he goes, "Where do you think I was going?" She goes, "It's my birthday. It's my bleeping birthday." Then, while
this
the officer
sounds like a terrible day.
It gets worse. Aww. So then the officer goes, "Do you know there's a warrant out for your arrest for allegedly fighting an officer? Why won't you just let me go?" "Because your license is suspended." "I'm sorry, I didn't know. Otherwise, I won't drive no more. But please, can I go home and poop?"
Oh, my gosh.
The officer then had to call for backup.
Well, she wasn't having that
He goes,
problem.
"If I can get you to step out of the vehicle for me, are you going to arrest me?" "You are under arrest." "Are you kidding me? Why?" "Oh, because you have warrants and they're coming to get you." "No, they're not. Bleep you guys. I just want to go poo."
Okay, can we just talk about her mugshot looks...
like she still has to go
like
poop?
Like she still has to go potty.
Literally. She literally says once they get her into the vehicle, "Can I poop in your car, man?" And he goes, "You could have already been on your way to jail." And she goes, "Yeah, but not pooping."
Wow, it was a rough day for Emily Owings.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? I mean, we've all had to go real bad. But I don't know as to, you know,
that's when speed you gotta go slow and steady. Slow
I think that's
and steady
when I
wins
stop
the race. Yeah.
And tell police, like, whatever you need me to do, could we just wrap it up? Because something's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on, come on.
Also, I'm surprised, Holly, you didn't avail yourself of anything during this segment.
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
All right. Would you like to know who our next crazy stupid idiot is?
I would indeed.
This time we're going to jolly old England. And that's where we're going to meet an idiot in Derby, England, who got pulled over the other day for driving with an illegal muffler, tinted windows, no license nor insurance. And he
tinted
was in,
muffler?
No, tinted windows, an illegal muffler.
Oh, okay. I was like,
comma, tinted windows, right. Comma, no license, Oxford, comma, or insurance. And he was intoxicated. And the cops pulled him over. And he did. He pulled over because the cops pulled him over. And they were like, hey, what's your name, sir? And he was like, it's Bill McCracken.
Oh, does he know Emily?
And they were like, huh, that's weird. Because I could have sworn your name wasn't Bill McCracken in high school. 20
dun, dun,
years
dun.
Ago because oh. The arresting cop or the cop that responded was like, oh yeah, we went to school together 20 years ago. Awkward.
That is awkward and great memory, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
He posted, that officer posted on the Derbyshire Roads Policing Unit Twitter account, Derby, that awkward moment when you try to give false details, but an officer recognizes you from school 20 years ago. No license, no insurance, illegal tints, no back box on exhaust, and drunk. Arrested. This is so British. No back box on exhaust.
No back box?
I don't know what that means.
That's probably a muffler.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No back box. In any case, yeah, don't try to tell the arresting officer your name is Bill McCracken. When he knew you when. Mm. You were little Willie McCracken.
Don't say little Willie McCracken. Sounds weird and inappropriate.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking of weird and inappropriate, that's what we do best.
Yay!
We are going to play a little game, and that game is called the Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.